If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So last week in politics was, I'll say, busy to say the least. Dr. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi announced that he's going to Power. He's going to be hosting Power Lunch.
No, Power Talk.
Oh, Power Talk. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. So starting from 9 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then after that, we heard that one of the people he consulted before leaving the EFF was former President Thabo Mbeki.
Oh, yeah.
As well as former President Kgalema Motlanthe. Now, some people may think this is weird because what else were they meant to say? They are ANC people. They're surely not going to go out and give you advice to stay in the EFF, which clearly has destabilized the ANC. And you may think, no, I mean, they don't really care. They'll probably give him advice based on what's best for him. Maybe that's true. But what I will tell you is that there was another report that came out in the Sunday World that when former President Thabo Mbeki was addressing the ANC NEC in Birchwood Hotel a couple of weeks ago, one of the things that came up was Zuma and how he also has destabilized the ANC with MK. And at that point, we are told, I'm not sure if this is true, but the report goes that President Thabo Mbeki then questioned the trial that led to Zuma being imprisoned in Robben Island. In other words, how did Zuma end up in Robben Island to begin with? There is no record of a trial, he says. Which would then lead somebody to believe that maybe he was planted on Robben Island. He didn't say that, but that's what people are now speculating.
Of course.
Right? These are damning allegations if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And man, let's say Zuma was a spy. He's playing a very long game.
Yeah, now mine.
It's been decades. Hey? And I don't know how effective he is in his job because oh boy. Anyway, that's where we are. Give us a shout and let us know what your particular thoughts are. But before we get there, do you think there's any credence to the allegation that maybe Zuma could have been planted within the ANC?
I'm trying to understand why bringing that up now. What does that offer? What does that
Well, the thing is, now they try to diagnose where the organization went wrong, right?
Yeah.
And so I suppose Thabo Mbeki is saying, guys, if you go back and look how this guy even ended up in our midst, how did he end up here? Do you see what I mean?
It's a bit like, late now.
That's what I'm saying. But if Seize the World failed, then I'm like, but guys, actually, how did Cats end up doing me?
Dude.
Yeah, well, that's the question that they're asking now.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think it gives it any credence. Firstly, I mean, a lot of illegal things, criminal things were done by the apartheid government. The system in itself was criminal. A lot of people disappeared. A lot of people were killed. And also, I'd like to believe it was very possible that a lot of people got thrown into jail unfairly without even a trial. It's not beyond the scope of imagination when we're talking about the apartheid government. So just to say, how did it end up in Robben Island and then making the inference that it could be a spy? It's a reach, man. You need more evidence. For me, there's no credence to the claims.
I must also state, this is just based on a report. We have no evidence that President Thabo Mbeki even said this, right? This is based on what we've read in the Sunday World.
I think it's an interesting question. Just the fact that former President Mbeki threw it out there gets us thinking. And now we're actually going to maybe dig for that evidence if it exists. And while looking at the MK party and how it has destabilized the ANC, one could actually think, well, maybe he was playing the long game. What is this?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose. But also, along the timeline of the ANC, I can also identify plenty other individuals who've done just as much damage to the ANC. Immediately so, also, right? You could argue the ANC right now is under siege, right? Ziyakhala, even right now. But give us a shout and let us know what your own thoughts are.
086-000-959.
Aye, Seize the World. Yo, yes, that's a joke. That's a joke. I'm going to be a little bit. abobana abaspy abobana abathengisayo thine oranya namhlanje because abompiki. So because bayahluleka manje they try to pinpoint abanye abantu, we should start asking them bona bekungasama askari na.
Hey, you guys are bringing up big words now, eh?
Ngoma, they are shifting the goalpost. Now then, if they want to play that game, asidlale sonke ke. Tera lekota we cope. Ask ngo Cyril Ramaphosa ukuthi the time soboshwa thina wena wakhishwa, and he blatantly ask straight the parliament and put on to him ukuthi why yena was he released while esibona they were incarcerated. Yena ke his answer nje nakhona nje ka matamela, it was not making any sense. So asibuzeni wonke umuntu, asiphenyeni wonke umuntu ke manje, because ngathi bonke nje khona nje into abayifihlile.
Yena ke, this is the thing with allegations like these, right? Omunye ukhomba omunye, omunye uvikela iso lakhe. And I don't think any good can come out of it. One thing we know, for example, is that President Cyril Ramaphosa's father was a cop. So I can just imagine that if my father was a cop and then I got arrested, my father would pull some strings and I'd get out. That one is very easy to understand. You see? Because he was part of the very same SAPS, angits.
Yeah, fair enough. But even for, I mean, the crimes during apartheid of trying to fight for freedom, I mean, that was a serious crime. You're considered a terrorist.
Yeah, man, but it's true. And just say, hey, remove Saul. My dad's a cop, bro. Come on now.
They start this propaganda and they say, well, now you will start it and we'll fuel it. And we'll use the media to fuel it. Remember, it is them against MK Party. So they will start to say Zuma this. But if you have ever had brothers who went to struggle, they will tell you Zuma was there with them, with Kisani in the struggle. Where was Thabo Mbeki? Thabo Mbeki, he's a spoiled, not a spoiled bread. He's fed because he grew up from a family of Governor Mbeki. So Umadala must not throw shade at Baba Zuma. I'm not a member of MK, but we can see when propaganda has been spread. Some of us, we went to political school of ANC. Hence, we know that ANC will never change. They will come with propaganda to destroy everything.
Anything is possible with politics, guys. Anything is possible. Mina, a 50% of me believes it and a 50% doesn't believe it, because anything is possible. All these guys, you can't trust them. All these politicians, you can't trust them. Most especially about ANC, everyone was there to look out for themselves and their pockets. So with me, anything is possible. It's possible. Great show, guys.
Thank you very much for listening.
Mina ngifuna ukukhuluma ke kubuze ke actually ukuthi njengoba bethi lento ama spy fine nasithi uzoma spy bona, because bathi bona nabo Mandela no way to be prosecuted, akusi lento umsebenzi wama spy lawo na ukuthi abantu abelunga ababulala abantu abamnyama bangenziwa lutho bayekwe nje kuphela nabo lento abo Bason bonke lapho abazange benziwe nix.
Well, in this case, one could say the dots are connecting. Sibuya Glinda Baga Chris Hani, now this. But yeah, I would have measured this by the utterances of Malema. I mean, discussing this Katse payback, the man near Sengandra, that would have been an opportunity for him to speak about these things, as they always do about Cyril Ramaphosa. So if you have Malema, then maybe it's a top secret. But yeah, you would never leave anything passed by Uzuma. Anything is possible.
But my question is, why would it come up now? They had a chance. First of all, I'm sure you know, President Jacob Zuma and President Thabo Mbeki were once very close, working hand in hand.
Apparently, they shared a bed in Swaziland when they were in exile. And also, I mean, when he went against Zuma at the elective conference in Polokwane, there were so many opportunities where you could have mentioned this.
Yeah.
And now it doesn't make sense.
When COPE was formed, why didn't they bring it up then?
Exactly.
Yo, I'm not a fan of Zuma at all. Never been. But guys, I feel like ANC is looking for every reason to blame everyone but themselves. ANC, and they should just come to terms with the fact that they need to hold themselves accountable. You understand? They messed up and they can see, the public is angry. And you will look anything to discredit. You look for anything to discredit somebody. I don't like Zuma, but I feel like this is just a reach, eh? like they are just reaching here. They must just sit down and see what law was imali yalo and a law was imali tax nan nan. Let's deal with that, because till this day there's never been an arrest of corruption that I know of.
Zuma ended up in the ANC to begin with.
Good morning, guys. What if you're not a piggy and a wee spy? I'm going to wee spy. It's all lies. What if we spy? We spy. We have a plan deal.
If Zuma was a spy, then he was a bad one. That's all I'm going to say, because he has no business interest. He didn't benefit anything from being a spy. Unlike some people that we know, their wives are directors, are shareholders in some companies. Others are billionaires. Then he was a bad spy. If that's the truth, then he was a bad spy.
So if what is being alleged that Thabo Mbeki asked, I think then there's a bigger problem in the ANC. Does this mean that they do not have intelligence on their NEC executives? How can an organization have people in leadership positions? I mean, that time when Jacob Zuma was the president of the ANC, didn't they have this information? Didn't they conduct an intelligence on everyone who's in the leadership executives in all their structures? Then there is a bigger problem that they need to deal with. They need to know who is in their leadership positions and what are they doing with who have all sorts of intelligence. Maybe clearly the ANC intelligence is not so intelligent.
Very good points raised.
Indaba zamapolitiki ziyamangaza. Ninini bebasebenza bonke and then ninini bebayamquestiona ukuthi ufike kanjani. Kungenzeka mhlambe waplantwa igovernment emabhunu, but if that was the case, ezinye izinto uZuma bekazenza beziphikisana nabelungu, so to say, and that is why bebangamfuni. And then there's many other things gena. Bebangamfuneli zona. But manje ukuthi bathi ufike kanjani la, I don't know ukuthi yena upresident Thabo Mbeki uke waya naye Robben Island uke waboshwa na, you know, and if akaza boshwe ubuza kanjani ukuthi lona wafika kanjani khona. And then avoid the big elephant in the room, or perhaps the big buffalo in the room, because uyu muntu esizibuza ukuthi yena ufike kanjani, because he was nowhere to be found back in the days.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.